Here's some breaking news. Podcasts are on Spotify. Now you can get your favorite shows, like this one, right in the podcast section of your Spotify app. All the best news podcasts, all in one place. Listen free on Spotify.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. The real estate industry has a big problem with scammers and schemers to the tune of $150 million, and that was just last year. In a moment, we'll find out what the industry is doing to fix the problem. First, some money and market news you should know. With a new tax law in 2017 came a new set of tax withholding tables, but many consumers never updated how much the feds would take out of their paycheck. And as a result, many were paying too little and facing the possibility of a penalty on top of their tax bill. Well, the IRS is giving people in that situation a break by waiving the penalty. It turns out there are 400,000 taxpayers affected by the changes brought on by the new tax tables. Now, ordinarily, people who haven't paid at least 90% of their federal tax bill come tax season can be penalized for paying too little up to that point. The IRS realized people were having a hard time adjusting to the new tax rules, so the agency reduced that threshold for the penalty to 85% back in January and then 80% in March. It goes back up to 90% next year. And by the way, the IRS says the average tax refund this year was $2,729.
Here's some breaking news. Podcasts are on Spotify. Now you can get your favorite shows, like this one, right in the podcast section of your Spotify app. All the best news podcasts, all in one place. Listen free on Spotify.
The real estate industry has been hit with a wave of wire fraud schemes over the past several years. In fact, just last year alone, more than 11,000 victims have been swindled out of about $150 million. And Wall Street Journal Mansion columnist Beth DiCarbo is on the line with us to explain how the industry is trying to fix the problem. So, Beth, in your column, you say the fraudsters have devastated the industry with scams and schemes over the past 5 years. Did the industry feel insulated from such problems?
I think real estate professionals by now know that there's a problem. That there are so many players in just one transaction, the buyer, the seller, both of their agents, lawyers, title companies, that just one weak link in this chain can lead to fraud.
Tell me about the experience of the owner of the Sun Title Company that you profiled in your column.
Tom Cronkright is the CEO of Sun Title Company based in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He was working on the sale of a $670,000 property. The buyer mailed a check for $185,000 to cover the down payment on the property and the title company's fee. Then Sun Title deposited that check in the bank and sent a wire transfer of $180,000 to the seller the following day. 5 days later, they learned that the check had bounced for insufficient funds, and both the buyer and the seller vanished without a trace. They were just scams. Sun Title was out $180,000.
Oh, wow. Did they ever find out who did that?
It took them several years, and it was really their own shoe leather that got it back. And they were able to recover about $140,000. But they estimate that their cost of recovery exceeded the amount that they were able to get back.
And the owner of the title company learned a lesson, and he was actually involved twice in scams, and he also helped to develop a tool to help eradicate the problem.
That's right. That experience plus another scam involving an email hacker and a buyer led Mr. Cronkite and colleagues to create a company called Certified. It's an online portal that authenticates the identities of all the parties in a real estate transaction and sends encrypted wire transfer instructions. So there's nothing done by email.
There are a few startups also that are aiming to eradicate fraud in the industry as well.
In addition to Certified, there's a Washington State title and escrow company called Modus that created a secure portal for real estate agents and their clients to transfer earnest money deposits. And similarly, two other companies, Trust Funds in Minneapolis and Zocchem in Dallas, created ways to bypass emailed instructions and transfer earnest money using apps or portals on their own. But again, this is mainly earnest money and not the large sums that are involved in a down payment or paying off a mortgage.
It seems that a central problem up to this point has been that the industry hadn't settled on universal tools to combat fraud and schemers, or even recognized that fraud is such a widespread problem.
That's for sure. The larger issue is that agents, lenders, and title and escrow companies all across the U.S. manage transactions differently. And states themselves have different rules for real estate deals. There's no standard protocol. And as a result, consumers have no way of knowing if home sales are handled securely.
Wow, that's not good for the sellers or the buyers.
No.
And because of the nature of how business is done in real estate, you mentioned a lot of emailing, clients' data can, in some cases, be easily accessed by the bad guys.
As long as real estate professionals handle sensitive business matters using paper, email, phone calls, they're leaving themselves and their clients vulnerable to identity theft and fraud.
And then there are several good tips and precautions in your column on WSJ.com and the WSJ app. One of them specifically is to never follow wire transfer instructions that you might receive over email.
That is certainly key. Anybody in the transaction needs to verify the closing instructions with the trusted representative either in person or using a predetermined phone number. But in addition, when there are any kind of instructions sent, pay attention to the email address. An address like johndoe@abc.com could be confused with a hacker's spoofed email like johndoebcd.com. Also, people should remember to keep their security patches updated, their antivirus software up to date, change their passwords every 90 days, and enable two-step authentication on their email accounts. If, however, this still gets through and they suspect a scam, they should contact the bank immediately and request a wire recall. The faster, the better. If it involves a large international wire transfer, they can ask the bank to contact the local FBI office and request a financial fraud kill chain.
All right. Good advice for the real estate industry and really any industry in the business world. And that's Wall Street Journal Mansion columnist Beth DeCarbo on the line with us. Beth, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.